checked over, and B, it was important that they did know, because at one time I worked for a company, a machine tool company. I was building machine tools, and during that period when I was there, that was in the early 70s, I did in fact collapse on a couple of occasions, and but fortunately they got a surgery there, and there was a nurse there, and anyway, they just treated you and got you around, you know. So so long as the nurse knew that you'd, what was wrong with you, you'd be okay, you know. So
did your diabetes affect your choice of work when you left school?
I don't know if it did or not. Yeah, I think it did, yes. Overall, yes, it has. Because I'm no good at it with a job which is where I don't move around. Overall, I chose to do maintenance work throughout my life, and by doing that, I was free to move around and do a job which was sufficiently physically active to keep me in sort of reasonably good health, without having to. I don't see the point of sitting at a desk. I did at one time operate what's known as a CNC miller, which is a machine which is computer numerically controlled, and you have to write out programs for this, and you spend quite a lot of time looking at drawings and working out how to make the machine work. But when the machine was working, that you weren't doing anything after that. You're just sitting there doing nothing, and that used to irritate me a great deal. And, all right, it was in a machine, that was in a tool room. But that's not the point. I found that was somewhat boring, not being able to move around. And I found that I could go, when I was doing other jobs that I'd previously done, I could move around the factory where I was working, and I could chat to people and do the things which I wanted to do, which, you know, I felt that was a much better system.